Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hardly a day goes by anymore that President Trump does not bark at Mayor Lightfoot. And hardly a day goes by that Mayor Lightfoot does not bark back. He's rattling her cage. She's trying to rattle his. He knows what he's doing. She does not know what she's doing, so she better be careful, because in a political spit fight, the president has an enormous advantage. He gets all the time he wants to speak on TV and tweet on his telephone that Lori Lightfoot is responsible for violent crime and a disaster for Chicago. Compared to the power and audience of a Trump tweet, a Lightfoot tweet's a squeak that the president's a terrorist and a dictator, about whom she says she has just two words, starting with an F, ending with a U. Mayor Lightfoot's a rookie at political spit fights. She wounds easily, loses her temper quickly, and barks back angrily, often, apparently, thoughtlessly. She seems not to understand that he's egging her on to bark back, so that he can then tweet back. At the end of the fight, the score is Trump spits twice, Lightfoot spits once, Trump wins. Lori Lightfoot has more pressing things to do than to try to damage Donald Trump. In a spit fight that's being reported and endlessly repeated on TV, Donald Trump is almost impossible to damage, especially by a rookie. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.